We are in the middle of Samach Gimel Amud Beis, about 16 lines down from the top. We are in the middle of a contradiction between a statement from Rav Yanai, ruled on by Rav Yochanan, and the Braisa on this daf. Just to review really quickly, the Braisa stated over here. Well, let's go back to the other case. The first case was with Rav Yanai. He paid back. He would borrow money from the Aniyim, from their Shemitah, on the seventh year, and then he would pay them back with produce from the eighth year. And Rav Yochanan said that was permissible, even though they borrowed Shemitah produce, whatever they pay back doesn't automatically acquire Kedushas Shvius. However, the Brice of here seems to indicate that if you tell workers, who are, let's say, not Jewish, go out and buy some wine, or go out and buy something, and I'll reimburse you for it if they come back with wine, then he says that it's usher. You can't do it. Seems like there's a connection then between when you are paying them back for something. So too, in the earlier case, why should it be okay? Why shouldn't it acquire Kedushas Shvius? When you pay back, it should be usher to do. So we had one answer that was given. An answer was given by Rav Chista, which we said the case was that it was a regular lender, and since the employer was a regular lender to the shopkeeper, it was Mishabedle. He's always been encumbered to the storekeeper, and that's why it's different in this case, why it's usher, but in the earlier case, in Rav Yanai's, it was mutter. Rava didn't like that answer. Rava asked a couple questions, and therefore Rava says, I have a different solution. Rava answers, and again, this is 16 lines down from the top, Ela Marava Loshna Makifo Veloshna She'ein Makifo Afal Gav de Meshabedle. Says, it doesn't matter whether the shopkeeper regularly lends on credit to the employer or whether he doesn't. There's always going to be a shibud when a loan happens. When a loan occurs, a shibud is automatic. That's not an issue. So what's the problem then? Why is it different in Rav Yanai's case? Kivan lo miyached shibude lo mitzar. Because in Rav Yanai's case, he wasn't miyached the shibud. He didn't designate a specific piece of property that he was going to use to pay back the loan, or the pay back the Shemitah money. Since he wasn't miyached any piece of property, it does not become usher. And that's the difference in Rav Yanai's case as opposed to the Brice over here, where it sounds like you were miyached shibud, and therefore it would be a problem. But the Gemara asks on Rava's resolution, but if that's the answer, but what about over here in this case? Amai choshesh mishum shvius. We mentioned in the Braisa that if the Bala Bias says to the workers, go out and buy something and I will reimburse you, we are choshesh for Shemitah. We're choshesh that there may be a Shemitah issue involved. Well, what do you mean? Why should we be choshesh? He wasn't miyached shibure. It's the same thing, and it's still saying that it's usher. There was no piece of property to miyached. He said, I'm going to pay you back. So how can you give that answer, Rava? So rather, Gemara says as follows, Hacha Amar Rav Papa. So Rav Papa then comes to explain Rava, to qualify it. Kigon shehiktim lo dinar. Now the case in the Braisa was not simply that it wasn't miyached. It wasn't that he was miyached shibud, but he did more than that. He actually gave money. He was miyached hiktim lo dinar. The balabayas, the owner, the employer, gave money already to essentially a down payment to the shopkeeper. That's why it's usher, because they've already connected through the down payment. That's why it's usher, as opposed to the earlier case with Rav Yanai. With Rav Yanai, he didn't give him any money in advance to pay off a down payment to pay off part of the loan. There's no connection at all to the produce, to the property, because he wasn't paying it back until later. That's the difference. I'm a Rav Kahana. I'm Risa Lishmaita Kamed Rav Zvidmi Narda. I'm Rav Kahana said, I told this resolution, told this Gemara in front of Rav Zvid, told him about what Rav Papa's explanation was. Amrelei, ihachi, if that's the case, and that Rav Papa's correct, that we're talking where the employer gave a dinar already as a down payment to the shopkeeper in order to connect the loan to the debt. Ihachi adatani tzuva achlu tzuva shesu vani poreya tzuva achlu tzuva shasu vani mechashev mi boy. Why is he saying that go eat and I'll pay back? Rather, it's saying go eat and then I'll calculate how much more money I need to give. The language is incorrect if that's according to Rav Papa's explanation. So Amrele, so they said back to Rav Kahana, tenu. Okay, so just change the language, change the words. That's what he meant to say. Go out and drink or eat, and I'll calculate how much more I owe. So that's one way to resolve the stira. It's Rav Papa through Rava's ruling. Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ashi gives a different answer, similar. Kigon shen natal v'nasan biyad. We're talking about here where the employer went on his own and took the food out of the hand of the shopkeeper and gave it to the employer. And by being personally involved in the transaction, he again is making himself connected to the debt, and therefore it's going to be usur. As opposed to in Rav Yanai's case, where he wasn't involved in that regard, that level, it would be mutter. Amar le Rav Yemar le Rav Ashi, but according to Rav Yemar, Rav Ashi, you gave this resolution, but if that's the case, the language of the price, it doesn't make sense. Ihachi adatani tzu'uva achlu tzu'u shesu. Tluva achlu, tluva shesu. He should say to them, go take from me, go take and eat it. But it doesn't say take. Amrle, tini, tluva achlu, tluva shesu. Okay, you're right. Just change the language. And when you change the language, it works. So that's how we come up with a resolution. Again, we have a machlokas. It seems a seeming contradiction between the Rav Yanai's practice and the Braisa. And now we finally come to a resolution why the cases are different. But the bottom line is the halacha is the same. If, as long as you're not connected to the transaction at the time, it's going to happen later. There's a shibud, obviously. There's always a shibud when you borrow money from someone. But as long as there isn't any other connection to it, there's no, you don't lock yourself into any potential isurim. Rather, you just pay back. At the time, everything is fine. But in these cases, the reason why there's a chashash of Shemitah or Yai Nesach and so on and so forth was because the Balabayas encumbered himself in a more personal fashion by either being involved or by putting down a down payment.